Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
ICAC Commissioner Megan Latham has resigned. Her resignation comes just days after she learnt she would have to reapply for her job under changes to the structure of ICAC. And the changes, which passed New South Wales Parliament last week, mean that the ICAC will be led by three commissioners instead of one. Megan Latham says she'll step down from the role at the end of this month. Chris O'Keefe is the Nine News state political correspondent, and he's on the line. G'day, Chris.
G'day, Ben.
She's had a rough run, hasn't she, Megan Latham?
Yeah, I suppose it could be dated back to the Margaret Keneen matter when she decided that ICAC would pursue Margaret Keneen for perverting or allegedly perverting the course of justice over that car accident of her son's girlfriend, where it is alleged that she told a tow truck driver on a phone tap that she told Sophia Tilley, her son's girlfriend, to go straight to hospital to try to avoid a breath test. Now, it turned out she had no alcohol in her system. There was no drugs in her system. And Miss Margaret Keneen took that to the High Court. The High Court slapped down Megan Latham and ICAC and said, well, you know, you've gone beyond your powers here. This is not what ICAC is supposed to do. And it really, it's just deteriorated from then, hasn't it?
There have been a few other cases as well, not as high profile as Margaret Keneen, but still important ones, where those at the centre of the inquiry have claimed that this was some kind of personal vendetta being carried out by Megan Latham. And look, she wasn't given much of a choice, was she? She was forced to reapply for a job, which probably means she wasn't going to get it anyway.
Yeah, it was interesting. It came out of nowhere. It was the last sitting week, or Wednesday, we're hearing all this stuff about the national leadership change, and John Barilaro was just sworn in, and then all of a sudden, here comes Mike Baird with his new ICAC legislation, rushes it through Parliament, three commissioners, and tells Megan Latham, well, time to reapply for your job. I think the writing was on the wall there. She wasn't going to cop that, hasn't copped that, and decided she'll move on.
So she returns to the Supreme Court. We'll see your report on Nine News tonight. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Ben.
Chris O'Keefe.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.